From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Wednesday, October 21st. Coming up, can sewage help stop the spread of COVID-19? Northern Illinois University is working on wastewater testing in dorms and surrounding neighborhoods to find outbreaks before they happen. We'll learn more about the science behind wastewater COVID-19 testing coming up. But first, these headlines. Governor J.B. Pritzker announced that two more regions of Illinois will be put under coronavirus mitigations by the state as COVID-19 continues its resurgence this month. Hannah Meisel reports.
Nearly one-third of Illinois' 102 counties will be living under mitigations from the Illinois Department of Public Health by the end of the week. Those mitigations include shutting down bar and restaurant service indoors, something more easily done in the summer months when temps were more ideal for outdoor dining. But Pritzker pushed back on his critics this week, citing data on where COVID-19 is spread most often.
I mean, we're literally talking about piles of these studies that show that bars and restaurants are spreading locations, significant spreading locations.
Just this week, four counties in the Chicagoland area and 20 counties in southern Illinois triggered mitigations. Regions are in danger when their COVID test positivity rate rises above 8% for three consecutive days. I'm Hannah Meisel.
Six Champaign County jail inmates recently tested positive for COVID-19, but Sheriff Dustin Harmon says the larger jail population was not put at risk. Harmon says one inmate was tested after showing symptoms of COVID-19 when he was brought to the jail. Another tested positive while hospitalized for a medical procedure. Harmon says that inmate infected four others at the jail's quarantine section for new inmates.
Our process is transitional housing for 14 days of quarantine to make sure that COVID doesn't get to the general population of inmates. And so far, that has been successful. We have not had COVID in the general population of inmates.
Harmon says Champaign County's two jail facilities don't have the space to completely isolate each new inmate unless they test positive. But he says the transitional housing section is a way to keep new inmates away from others until they know they won't spread the coronavirus. Champaign County authorities say they've identified the woman whose skeletal remains were found in a farm field in 1995. Now they're asking people who knew her to come forward with any information they have. Illinois Newsroom's Jim Meadows reports.
Her name was Carrie Lynn Wyant, and investigators with the Champaign County Sheriff and coroner believe she was murdered. Born in Galesburg in 1971, investigators think Wyant may have been working with a carnival that came to the Fisher Fair in Champaign County in 1994, a year before her remains were found. Champaign County Sheriff Dustin Harmon is asking anyone who remembers anything about Wyant to contact his office.
Even if it's not related to this case whatsoever at all, if it's just simply saying, I remember this girl back when. That is one step closer to putting why she was here in Champaign County than we know now.
Champaign County investigators used genetic genealogy techniques in identifying Carrie Wyant's remains. Producers of a true crime TV show paid expenses. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Newsroom.
Macon County reported 74 new COVID-19 cases yesterday and three deaths, two men in their 70s and 80s and a woman in her 80s. Vermilion County reported 21 new COVID-19 cases yesterday. Coles County reported 10 new cases. Still to come, how wastewater testing at Northern Illinois University could help detect COVID-19 outbreaks. That's next on 217 Today.
IllinoisNewsroom.org is your source for news about education, the environment, health, politics, and more from WILL. Now you can receive our stories directly in your inbox. Sign up for our weekly newsletter at IllinoisNewsroom.org for stories you can't find anywhere else in Central Illinois. Another service from WILL, your source for quality, trusted journalism.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Northern Illinois University is expanding COVID-19 testing efforts into what some might consider unexpected places. That would be wastewater. Peter Medlin has more on the science behind making waste an ally to fight the spread of the virus.
Dr. Barry Bode was the longtime chair of NIU's Department of Biological Studies. Now he has a new title that he could have never anticipated, Director of COVID-19 Facilities. Partnered with the Kishwaukee Water Reclamation District, Bode's building a lab and assembling a team to implement a new component in the university's surveillance testing plan.
Wastewater testing is literally taking samples of wastewater from different access points and assaying the wastewater for the presence of the SARS-CoV-2 virus.
Those access points are mostly residence halls, as well as neighborhoods around the university where a lot of students live. Bode says initial reports show the virus is traceable in the stool of around a third to half of infected people even before they show symptoms. Studies show it might persist in their system for weeks. The idea is to monitor high-risk areas like dorms for spikes in COVID concentration and catch outbreaks before they even happen.
You can then refocus your other testing resources on subjects that may either live in that residence hall or in that neighborhood.
So far, Bode says the results at other colleges have been promising. The University of Arizona credited wastewater testing for preventing the virus from spreading in its dorms back in August. NIU has avoided an outbreak of COVID-19 so far. Positive cases peaked in September and have been down since. But the university is in Region 1 of the state's reopening plan, where positivity rates recently topped 10%. And Illinois and surrounding states continue to struggle with both the number of cases and deaths due to the virus. Wastewater testing isn't limited to college environments either. Spain and Italy, among other countries, have invested in similar nationwide programs. At NIU, Bode's lab is hoping to be in a process development phase by November. Then they'll be ready to test wastewater streams on campus and in the surrounding community by next semester. Bode says it takes a lot of steps to process a sample once it gets to the lab.
Wastewater, as you can imagine, is a very complex medium to try to measure things in, as opposed to, say, a nasal swab or saliva.
And a range of factors come into play, even depending on where the wastewater is taken from.
Sewer lines contain a mixture of a lot of things. There might be buildings that use a lot of water, so a lot of water goes down the drain. There are others that may have food processing, like if, for example, if you have a residence hall with a dining area, you're going to have a lot more kind of food residue going down the pipes.
That also means before any testing, Bode's team has to collaborate with the city to see if the storm sewers and sewage systems converge. With the help of student researchers, they collect the wastewater with a tool called a composite sampler.
It's an instrument that's designed to take a small volume of wastewater at specific time intervals over, say, 24 hours.
Once it's in the lab, they start with around a liter of wastewater. They process this matrix so they can concentrate and measure COVID-19. Bode says by their final tests to find the viral RNA, its volume is the size of a single drop of water. Science is hard, Bode says, and that's why it's by nature a communal process. But it's also hard to collaborate during a pandemic.
Now we're having to go into our research laboratories one at a time or two at a time if the lab is large enough and no more. The isolation we feel at home kind of is extending into the laboratory as well.
That often makes the process slower, which can be frustrating when COVID-related science is often asked to go at warp speed. Luckily, with wastewater testing, they're part of a consortium of colleges sharing techniques and best practices. Bode reiterated that as effective as they hope wastewater to be, it's just one part of the university's testing strategy, and it's definitely not a silver bullet. In the meantime, he says personal mitigation methods, like wearing masks and social distancing, are going to play a pivotal role in containing the spread of the virus. I'm Peter Medlin.
And finally, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we could see more rain late today with mostly cloudy skies and a chance of a shower or thunderstorm. Look for a high of 62 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Olivia Butts. Reporting today contributed by Hannah Meisel, Jim Meadows, and Peter Medlin. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.